A lot of people see Christianity in just simply being forgiven. And that's amazing, isn't it? That all the things in my past and all the things I'm going to do, I can look back to and I can say, you know what? It was horrible that I did it, but I'm forgiven. And but it's more of a negative view. It's looking at that God did something for me to forgive the bad things for that I've done in my life. And it's looking at the gospel in a sense that it's sort of like a warrior coming back from war, sort of going, all right, well, I survived. I made it. And just sort of from that point forward, just living as a survivor. And there's too many people in here. You're living right now like you're a survivor. The scripture says that that in the gospel, we are imputed with Christ's righteousness, accredited. It's like a bank term. Right? Accredited, an account at the bank. So looking at just I am forgiven of my sin, right? That sort of leaves me in a place of like, all right, well, tomorrow I got to struggle at it again. It'd be sort of like, and I'm grateful, but here we go again. You know, I can really tell you're grateful. And so it'd be like, you've got $100,000 in debt, but you go to the bank. And the bank goes, man, your account's at zero. You're wiped out. You no longer owe a dime, right? You'd be like, man, that's awesome that I don't owe all that. But now I got to get to work. You know, now I got to start earning away, you know. And that's how too many Christians live. Like, man, that was great. He forgave me. But now you're just struggling along. When to understand that I'm approved, that I'm righteous with God, it's like going to the bank and owing $1 million in debt and going there, not just being wiped to zero, but realizing my account is at $50 million. And I don't leave there and go, glad it was paid. Of course it doesn't. Right? I would begin, you and I all, right, would begin to live rich. We begin to live like kings because our whole status has changed. I'm not just forgiven. I've been given a ton of wealth. A ton of wealth. Now think about that. What would it be like for somebody, for you and I, to live with an incredible amount of spiritual and emotional wealth? Oh man, you know what? Somebody critiques you. You don't got to get all defensive and tell them, right? Because you have the spiritual and emotional equity to take some criticism. I mean, because isn't that what we do? I mean, somebody says, "Hey, you know, you might want to." You know, that boss comes in and says, "You know, there's one thing." What? You know, immediately defensive. What are you doing? You're defending your identity and your righteousness. You know, when you're filled with spiritual and emotional righteousness and wealth, you're able to be like, you know, I'm going to take a look at that. I know that I've failed miserably. And I'm thank you for pouring into that in my life and pointing it out to me so that I can maybe do something differently, right? If you have spiritual and emotional wealth, knowing that I'm acceptable before God, I don't have to earn it from Him, and I don't need to earn it from everybody else. So I don't have to get super caught up all the time in trying to control and manipulate what people think about me and stories about this and that and what somebody might be saying and trying to get validation from people all the time and super insecure about what they might think and approval seeking. And man, you know what? All of that is a problem of righteousness, of not understanding that Jesus paid it all, and that I'm accepted, that I'm not just forgiven, I have a new status, right? I don't have to live defensive. We can come to a place when we have that spiritual and emotional wealth, we're able to admit when we're wrong. Yeah. And confess and be like, yeah, you know what, I messed up, you know what, would you forgive me? Because I don't have to try to manipulate what they think about me. Because what's most important is not what you think about me, it's what God thinks about me.